The Star Spangled Banner is the sort of song that cues singers to support efforts to adopt a new national anthem, but it's unlikely that Francis Scott Key's poem, set to a drinking song, will ever be dethroned. Other anthems have had their boosters. A perennial favorite is Kathryn Lee Bates's America the Beautiful.
And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain.
During the civil rights and anti-war movement of the 1960s, when folk music enjoyed a few years in the limelight, there was a groundswell for Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Those and others remain mainstays of the American playlist. On this anniversary of that star-spangled night in Baltimore Harbor 190 years ago, as the first in an occasional series we're calling What's in a Song, you'll hear about the creation of a song with ambitions to join the top ranks of American patriotic music. What's in a Song is produced by Taki Telenitis and Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center. The feature series will explore the breadth and depth of American music, one song and one story at a time. Today's piece is about American Anthem. It was sung at the past two presidential inaugurations and at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington during a ceremony to mark the beginning of restoration of the flag called the Star-Spangled Banner. Lyricist Gene Scheer stood next to then-President Clinton as opera singer Denise Graves sang Scheer's American Anthem.
I'm Gene Scheer, and I'm a librettist and songwriter. The spark for the song came when I read a book called Miracle in Philadelphia about the forming of the Constitution. And I was just so inspired that it started to make me think about all we've been given by our forefathers. And America has represented, in large measure, not completely, Lord knows, the best aspirations of humanity. The sense of enduring freedom and collective responsibility, responsibility for each other. These are ideas that are at the core of American values. The second verse is, each generation, from the plains to distant shore, with the gifts that they were given, were determined to leave more. Valiant battles fought together, acts of conscience fought alone. These are the seeds from which America has grown.
Valiant battles fought together, acts of conscience fought alone. These are the seeds from which America has grown.
That verse is triggered by various things. One is just how my folks met, which was they met on a picket line protesting the YMCA that wasn't admitting African Americans. And my mom was cold, my father gave her a mitten, and that's how they came together, and that's how I came together. And also my uncles who served in World War II. My uncle was fought in Battle of the Bulge and was captured, was in a prisoner of war camp for the last year of the war. A number of my relatives who served. It's not just the battles that are fought with guns, it's the battles that are fought with people sitting down on buses and classrooms and the various things that people have done where you just have to say that enough is enough, and it starts with one person.
Although
One of the reasons why people respond to the song is because it reminds people about their responsibility to the country. It triggers something where people feel that they haven't given enough, and they know that in their hearts. Like when you go to sleep at night, you know what you did that day. But the truth is that I wasn't writing the song to preach to other people about what they must do. It was probably a rallying call for myself. It reminded me to get out there and get my hands dirty and do something. Let them say of me, I was one who believed in sharing the blessings I received. Let me know in my heart when my days are through. America, America, I gave my best to you.
What's in a Song is produced by Taki Telenidis and Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center.